You're listening to Equipped, the podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. I'm your host, Isa Gonzalez, and each week, I'll show you different ways you can clear quests, fight boss battles, and level up, not only in-game, but also in real life. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Equipped. But before we get into this week's episode, if you guys didn't know yet, we are celebrating the podcast anniversary this October, and it's going to be a month-long celebration. So if you guys didn't know, we'll be having weekly events. There's a lot of things going on this month. I'm so excited to celebrate this with all of you guys. So please make sure that you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, because a lot of the announcements will be made through those platforms. And also, if you're not part of Discord yet, we have a couple of live Discord events that will be happening this month. So make sure to come on and join as well. I'll leave all the links that you need in the description box below. But yeah, I mean, this week's episode, I think the title is pretty straightforward, right? I think you guys already know what I'm about to talk about. But anyway, if you guys don't know what speedrunning is, speedrunning is basically when a player of a certain game tries to reach the final leg of the game. They try to complete everything. Well, not really everything. They just want to complete the game as quick as they can. So they get to the best ending, or maybe they defeat the final boss, whatever it is. They try to do that within the span of just minutes. And usually it would take, you know, a couple of hours of gameplay to do such things. But yeah, whenever I hear the word speedrun, Minecraft is definitely the first game that pops to mind. I used to love watching speedrun videos from Minecraft, especially when I was still when I was playing that game religiously. And I think it's a great source of like entertainment and leisure, because it is quite fun to see how creative and strategic the players are, and also you sort of just get to see their focus and the tension when it comes to like trying to complete an entire game within a span of minutes. And when I say speedrun, I'm not including the people that use glitches. I don't know, that to me is sort of just, I don't think that's completing a game, more of just cheating it. But anyway, going back. So yeah, speedrunning. You try to get to the very end as fast as you can, and you get some, you know, feeling of accomplishment that you get to do it in such a short amount of time. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because honestly, I am now at a point in my life wherein I have just started to embrace not speeding things up, but slowing things down. And I just feel like this would be a nice topic, because this was only something that I really, really did embrace. I would say, I think 1 month ago, or probably 2 months ago. If you guys remember, or if you guys listened to one of my most recent solo episodes, it's called Inventory Check, I think. It's where I gave like a life update, and I said that I left one of my jobs and I got a new job, and the total of my jobs was still at 3. But actually what ended up happening, and it's actually kind of weird that it happened, but I am grateful that it did. What ended up happening is I ended up dropping 2 out of 3 of those jobs. So I think for almost 2 years, I have been working 3 jobs, and I just love, 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 love that feeling that you have something to do, that you're getting things done, and you're able to see, you know, progress being made. And I've been having 3 jobs for a long time. But honestly, it was because of health concerns and the like that made me really decide like, okay, no, this is not something that I can do. I have to let these 2 jobs go. And so I did. And yeah, I've been focusing on that one job that I have and the podcast and just other creative outlets that I have. And honestly, I'm having a great time. I can't remember when I actually enjoyed slowing down. Because I definitely was someone that loved that feeling, that you know, that girl boss feeling where you have places to go, you have people to meet, you have people to talk to, like almost every single day. I definitely thrived off of that feeling. And it lasted me throughout college. It lasted me throughout my 2 years of working. But it did come to a point also that because I was so hungry for that feeling of getting things done and, you know, just moving from one thing to the other, it sort of started to feel like I just kept looking at the end goal. Honestly, when they say that when you look at the end goal, you do end up missing out on the journey, the process, everything that happens from point A to point B. And it's not always the best thing. What I've come to realize is that how you act before you get your goal, before you get the results that you want, that is so much more telling of who you are than how you act once you accomplish something. And that's really something that has been on my mind throughout the past couple of months. Like, how do I feel when I'm still in the waiting game? How do I feel when I am failing or when I'm not getting the results that I want and I have to keep, you know, going through this season of trial and error and just trying to figure things out? Those moments, like when you're still trying to figure it out, when you're going through the process, most of your life will be found in those moments rather than the moments wherein you do accomplish a goal. I've also come to realize that whenever I play a video game, I am definitely someone that loves to take my time. Not too much time, but I do love being able to explore the maps, go through all the rooms that I can go through, open all the chests that I can open, and just really see the world that the game devs built. When translating that into real life, I wasn't always that way. There were definitely a lot of things that I took for granted or I didn't really deem as important as getting the goal that I want, accomplishing what's on my list. And again, like I said, a couple of months ago when I had to let go of my two jobs, I definitely gained more time to just be. And I am enjoying it. And don't get me wrong, I know that being able to take time off, being able to slow down, it's not something that everyone can do. But at the end of the day, I still think it pays to not always want to get to the end right away. It's so nice to be able to really know that you're undergoing a process. Because when you're able to slow down, you really start to get a bird's eye view of how your life has been going so far. And I think that has just put me in a place wherein I'm still reevaluating things. I'm still, you know, taking my time, not just because I need to because of my health concern, but because I want to. I don't feel this need to climb up the ranks at work. I don't feel this pressure to be the top 100th podcast on Spotify. Like, those are great things to achieve for, but I am definitely thinking more of the long-term game. And right now, I still feel like I'm in that season of finding the right building blocks, finding the right foundation, making sure it's strong and sturdy so that when I do decide to, you know, want to step it up or want to level up or want to go up the pyramid of whatever aspect of my life it may be, whether it's career, finances, relationship, whatever, I have a strong foundation. And that's the tricky part when you're trying to get to where you want to be too quickly. You feel this need to focus on the results, focus on the end goal, focus on the tip of the pyramid, that you don't really pay much attention to that foundation. And most times what will happen is if you don't have a good foundation, it will break, it will crumble. And at the end of the day, that is going to delay that, you know, shiny moment that you've always had your eyes on. And I don't know, I'm just grateful that I am still building my foundation. I think this is such an important time. You know, this is still a time to set the right foundation and to really evaluate, you know, what are the things that have to be included in that foundation and what are the things that, you know, that you did include but aren't meant to be there. Like, do you have the right building blocks? And all of these things can only be really thought about if you take your time. If you are willing to focus on that process more than that end goal that you really want to get to. And don't get me wrong, it's not bad to, you know, use that goal as motivation, because obviously everyone, all of us, we all want good things in life. But if that is going to blind you, if that shiny goal is going to blind you every step of the way, and you start to lose sight of what's also equally important, meaning the relationships that you choose to cultivate, your health, then there's a lot of things that could go wrong in the process. I really do hope that whoever's listening to this, you still have that belief that you are capable of achieving what you want, but don't forget that you have time. As someone that grew up in a very fast-paced world around people that also loved the grind, I don't know, to think that I'm only 23 and I felt this pressure for a good number of years of my life that I need to have everything figured out. You know what's really weird to me? Here's also why I've just let go of that idea of I need to accomplish this by this age. I'm age 23. And disclaimer, obviously my story is, you know, it's my story. My story has contributed to why I currently think this way. I'm 23. I started college at age 15. Not because I was smart or I skipped any grade or whatnot, but it just happened that my birthday is at the very end of the year. And the trimester started in August, I think. And my birthday is in October. And so anyway, I went to college at 15. I started living alone at 15. I did have my cousin and my older brother with me at the time, but they eventually didn't live with me after a couple of months. And basically, I do feel like I had to grow up a lot quicker than I wanted to. Because I was already exposed to so much at such a young age, I am at this point wherein, yes, I know that I'm mature enough, but also, like, when I see people getting married, when I see people getting pregnant or having babies and having their own families, they're like my batchmates, right? But technically, even though they're my batchmates, they're like a few years older than me. They're like, they're in their late 20s and I'm still 23. That is such a young age. And every time I think about it, I'm just like, yeah, I'm actually not supposed to be doing what I'm doing right now. And I think when I started pinpointing that, I'm like, man, I have time. I really don't need to be doing what other people are doing right now. Because again, they have different circumstances. Yes, they're already in a place wherein maybe they're ready to do those things. Maybe they're in a good spot financially. Maybe emotionally, they're also pretty great. And that's why they're able to make certain decisions. But for me, no, I'm not there yet. And it's just that reminder that you don't have to be doing what other people are doing. And that's sort of also what I would like to tell anyone that would ask me about this topic. Just like, you have your own timeline. You have your own, you know, set of circumstances that contribute to how you're currently living, and that's fine. You need to deal with that your own way. You can't use what someone else is doing because the way that they're living is based off of a different set of circumstances that won't really translate to your life. I don't know if this is still related to the topic, but at the end of the day, again, you don't have to speedrun your life. And you don't need to feel like you need to follow what everyone else is doing. Because I also think that contributes to why people think that they need to be at point A at this certain age, because that's what they see all around them. But no, you really don't have to do that. And let me be the one to tell you that you don't have to do that. If also anyone else younger than me is listening to this. I know a lot of people are still in college. So you guys, go through college, enjoy your days as a student. If you don't have things figured out yet, trust me, your life will be fine. Honestly, all of my problems in college do not mean anything right now. Well, I'm gonna tell you. But yeah, like, this is your life. If you feel like a lot of your plans got delayed, if you feel like there's a lot of obstacles stopping you from getting what you want, don't feel like that you're running out of time. I feel like the moment that you think that you're running out of time, it just makes you slow down even further, because that makes you afraid of using time. It could make you feel more afraid to make any moves, and that contributes to feeling even more stuck. And so, yeah. That's pretty much it. I guess as a question of the week, what is something that you can do this week to slow down? Whether it's turning off your phone for an hour, not caring about, you know, the emails that come in for a while. We don't want to be reckless or careless here, but we do want to slow down. Maybe read a book. Maybe just take 10 minutes to breathe. Fresh air. Take some 10 minutes to sit down. Literally do nothing. Really, really do that. Go ahead and slow down and really think about how you've been spending your time and whether or not you are trying to speed run your own life. And so, yeah, that's really all I had to say for this episode. I know I took a lot of twists and turns here, but I'm just grateful. Thank you guys so much for... It's still kind of weird to me that people do listen to these episodes. I don't know. I've just been very sentimental for the past month because I've been planning for the podcast anniversary. And now it's, you know, it's finally happening throughout this entire month. And really thank you for just listening. And so yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys have a great week ahead. And don't forget, guys, podcast anniversary celebration. Please join Discord and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you guys again. I hope you have a great week ahead. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, but also stay equipped.